Hello, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who was talking to a hostel owner when a Ngaben parade is passing through in front of the hostel and a temple. The hostel owner explained the meaning of the Ngaben ceremony to Chris. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada Ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Adalah.
Which means be.
Upacara.
Which means ceremony.
Pembakaran jenazah.
Which means cremation.
Umat Hindu.
Which means Hindus people.
Di Bali.
Which means in Bali.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali.
Ramai sekali.
Which means very crowded.
Pura.
Which means temple.
Ada.
Which means there is.
Acara.
Which means event. In this conversation, you hear the expression
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. In the expression, there is the word
Adalah.
Which means be similar to is, am, are, was, were, been. The word
adalah,
which means be, marks a definition of meaning of something. Therefore, in the sentence, the word
adalah,
which means be, connects to the word Ngaben with its definition, namely
upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. Another example. Let's listen to another use of the word
Adalah.
Which means be to define something.
Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal. Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal.
Which means corpse is a dead man's body.
Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama. Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama.
Which means umat is a follower of a religion. One of Bali's tourist landmark is
Pura,
which means Hindu's temple or simply temple.
Pura
is a worship place for Hindus. You can find a lot of
pura
which means temple in Bali with distinct structures and ornaments. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means ngaben is a cremation ceremony. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal.
And I am Konita.
Sampai jumpa.